the unknown.
Mystery.
Space.
Science!
Have fun.
Adventure.
Suspense.
Fantasy.
Nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror.
Welcome to Journey Number 15 of the Journey Into podcast, featuring The Box by Christopher Monroe. I'm your guide on this journey, Marshall Latham, coming to you from our main base camp in Turner, Oregon. We have a treat for you today, or a trick, depending on your point of view. Today's story was written by Christopher Monroe. Chris Monroe is a 33-year-old actor slash comedian who, between shows and day jobs, likes to play with words and ideas. He currently lives in Calgary, Alberta, where he works, lives, and maintains his flash fiction blog, munzeestories.blogspot.com, and struggles with an as-yet-unfinished surrealist urban fantasy novel. His work has previously appeared in Black Heart Magazine, Dark Recesses, and the Doonstief Audio Fiction Magazine. I got to know Chris from the drabbles he writes on the Drabblecast forums, many of which have been featured on the Drabblecast itself. Also, I and many others have chosen to record his drabbles for the fan podcast, Dribblecast. I still have a story I need to finish for the Dribblecast. Anyway, the story is read for us today by the affable and exquisite voice of Graham Dunlop. Graham is becoming a force to be reckoned with in the fiction podcasting scene. He is the sound editor over at Pseudopod, the submissions editor at the Cast Macabre, and now also the editor of the fantastic new young adult speculative fiction podcast, Cast of Wonders, which I have really been enjoying. His voice can be heard all over the podosphere, and now, fortunately, also here at Journey Into. So come with me, and let's journey into madness and determination.
The Box by Chris Monroe. There's a box in the corner of my bedroom, made of scarred black metal and inscribed in a language that I don't know how to read. I'm not sure it's a language anyone reads anymore. It looks like something long dead and best forgotten. But I don't know that for certain. I've never shown the box to anyone with knowledge of ancient languages. I've never shown the box to anyone at all. I will never show the box to anyone. Never. Every night while I'm trying to sleep, I hear a strange, low, half-choked whisper of a voice that I think must be coming from the box. It isn't whispering in a language I understand, and I think whatever it is whispering knows that. But that knowledge doesn't stop its whispering. Sometimes it whispers all night long. It makes it hard to sleep. I haven't slept in days. Sometimes I can't remember the last time I slept. Sometimes I wonder if I ever have. But I must have slept at some point, right? I mean, a man goes mad without sleep. He dies. I'm not mad. I'm not dead. So at some point, I must have slept. It stands to reason. Still, the whispering makes it hard. But I'm not mad and I'm not dead. Yes, yes, I must be sleeping at least a little. I'm not mad. I'm not dead. Still, it's a distraction. I've spent whole nights curled up fetal on the floor of my bedroom, ear pressed against the box's lid, straining to make out a word or phrase I understand from the whisperings. Other nights I'm in my bed, pillow pressed over my ears, covers pulled over me as though they could protect me, weeping, trying to keep from hearing it. Either way, the result's the same. I always hear, I never understand. There have been moments of weakness where I've wondered if a linguist or translator of some kind might be able to tell me what the box is whispering. But I shut those thoughts out of my mind. I will never show the box to anyone. I know that much at least. I bought the box downtown in a little shop down an empty alley near a busy street. I have no idea how long ago it was that I bought it. It's funny, I've had a hard time with time of late. It always seems to elude me nowadays. Time's a funny thing. I'd never been to the shop before that day because I'd never seen it, never knew it so much as existed. And I'll never go back because I hate it, hate every part of it. I hate the faded wooden sign hanging over the door, a relic of a bygone era in a modern downtown core. I hate the bolts of raw cloth hanging from the walls and the rows of tarnished silver jewellery in a badly lit case by the antique cash register. I hate the dim flickering lights and the long shadows they cast over the walls. Most of all, I hate the ancient-looking man who owns the shop. I hate his stooped back, hate his wispy, sagging white moustache, hate his flowing silk clothes, the long, oddly shaped pipe he smokes, and hate the way he was watching me as I looked over a strangely inscribed little box laying loose on the counter of his wretched little shop. How dare he stare like that? No matter where I went in the store, he watched me, kept watching me with wide, wise, pitying eyes. That decrepit old bastard. How dare he pity me? How dare he leave the box laying out on the counter like that, when he must surely have known what it was? And when I asked to buy the box, and then begged, how dare he sell it? He could have warned me more forcefully. He could have kept it hidden. I keep it hidden. I will always keep it hidden. But I suppose there's no use in hating the ancient man, as what's done is done. I bought the box. I paid for it. And it's mine. My possession. My artifact. My responsibility. Just as I am its. So I keep it in the corner of the room, push my bedding against the opposite corner, and alternate between spending my nights huddled, whimpering, as far from the thing as I can push myself, and curling up next to it, trying desperately to discern what it is the box has to say. Some nights I scream at it until my voice is gone and my throat torn to rags, begging it to release its secrets, but I suspect it never will. I simply have to learn to accept that this is what life is for me now. It's me, and a box, and a room, and that's all it will ever be. And it's a burden I must bear alone, because I will never show the box to anyone, and I will never tell anyone about the box, and I will never, ever open the box. Never. This is my constant, my last reservoir of strength. No matter how long I go without sleep, how many secrets the box keeps just outside my realm of understanding, I will not open the box. It will whisper and hum, and I will go nearly deaf from the sound of the whispering and the humming and my own doomed screaming, but I will not open the box. Even when the walls of my bedroom start to bleed and the world outside recedes into an inky black void of nothingness. I will not open the box. Because I know that so long as the box remains unopened, I will be the only one whatever it is inside it can reach and touch and torment. And I know that once the box is opened, all bets are off.
Now that's what I call taking one for the team. But I wonder what will happen when the main character dies. Someone will find the box, and will they be able to resist the temptation to open it? Or will they subject themselves to a life of madness, like we see here? What will be unleashed if it's opened? Or is it just an old box, and all the whisperings are a product of the man's already frenzied mind? Which is it? I'm not going to find out. How about you? Alright, now for some admin type stuff. I have added some scary boxes of my own to the podcast. Actually, two. It had to rear its ugly head at some point, and now it has. I've tried to stave it off as long as possible, but it could not be deterred. I have added a couple of donation buttons to the website. You can donate just one time, by whatever amount you wish, or you can choose to donate on a monthly basis, either by $5 or $10 per month. I've tried to keep it to the standard methods. Now, I know that I am in the company of several well-established and quality fiction podcasts out there, who you are probably already donating to, or would rather support. I support a few myself, and I know that you may get tired of hearing everybody asking for your donations, and I also know that these aren't easy financial times. Like I said, I've tried to avoid it up to this point, but the fact of the matter is, I do pay the authors for their stories, and if I want to continue this, I need to do so with more than my own resources. So anyway, enough of the PSA. I have put the donation options up on the website to get the ball rolling. I don't plan on harping on this every week. We'll just see where it goes from here. But on to better things. Next week, we will continue our journey through October with a classic horror radio production from Escape, starring Vincent Price. Until next week, stay away from whispering boxes and journey on. The Journey Into podcast is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. Please feel free to share it, but don't change it and don't sell it. Theme music for this episode is provided by Man in Space, and soundtracks for the non-existing movies